with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A man who crashed his pickup truck into a Detroit area synagogue earlier in March was carrying out an attack inspired by the Iran-backed militant group Hezbollah and had sought to inflict as much damage as possible. Special Agent in Charge Jennifer Runyon, head of the FBI in Detroit, quotes from videos sent by Ayman Ghazali to his sister.
This is the largest gathering of Israelis in the state of Michigan, in the United States. I have booby-trapped the car. I will forcibly enter and start shooting them. God willing, I will kill as many of them as I possibly can. He sends a quick 3-second video with the same screenshot shortly after and types the message, a special operation.
Ghazali then smashed his truck loaded with fireworks and gasoline into the building and exchanged gunfire with a guard at Temple Israel before fatally shooting himself. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt tells reporters negotiations with Iran are going well.
Despite all of the public posturing you hear from the regime and false reporting, talks are continuing and going well. What is said publicly is, of course, much different than what's being communicated to us privately.
Meanwhile, Tehran struck a key water and electrical plant in Kuwait, and an oil refinery in Israel came under attack. In contrast, Israel and the U.S. launched a new wave of strikes on Iran. Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, and other Gulf allies of the U.S. are urging President Trump to keep prosecuting his war against Iran, saying the month of strikes has not weakened Tehran enough. That's according to U.S., Gulf, and Israeli officials. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 49 points, the Nasdaq dropped 153, the S&P lower by 25. This is SRN News. A Methodist agency endorses sex change operations for children, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
Bishop Julius Trimble is head of the United Methodist Church's General Board of Church and Society. In an article, he condemns states that are passing bans on sex change operations on kids, saying, quote, "As United Methodists, we are called to stand with transgender people, rejecting laws that allow politicians to dictate their health care decisions." Trimble is urging UMC members to support Democratic legislation to overturn the sex change bans. Michael Harrington reporting.
A Georgia judge has granted a bond of just $1 for a murder charge faced by a woman accused by police of taking pills to induce an illegal abortion. Superior Court Judge Stephen Blackerby said during a bond hearing for Alexia Moore, "That is going to be a hard charge to convict upon." Local police took the 31-year-old Moore into custody March 4th. This is SRN News. France is probing a possible Iran link after a bomb attack is foiled outside a Bank of America building. International correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
On Saturday morning, Paris police had spotted two suspects carrying a shopping bag near a Bank of America premises in Paris. Five suspects have now been arrested, including two on Monday, and the National Anti-Terrorism Prosecutor's Office has opened an investigation. Authorities are making a direct link with Iran because, says a senior official, the modus operandi is in every respect similar to actions that have been carried out in the Netherlands and in Belgium. In those cases, there were claims by a pro-Iranian group that linked them to the conflict in the Middle East. The group has also claimed responsibility for an attack last week in London, where four ambulances belonging to a Jewish charity were set on fire. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.